So it is a holiday weekend. So Consumer Reports magazine has released its ratings for sunscreen. The good news, they identified best buys that offer protection at not too much expense. The bad news, we're still waiting for the FDA to standardize ratings and weigh in on safety. I'm joined now by Urvashi Rangan, an environmental health scientist at Consumer Reports, to walk us through the results and all the ways of protecting ourselves from sun damage. Welcome back to WNYC, Dr. Rangan.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Let's start with the top-rated sunscreens. Up and Up Sport SPF 30, which is a Target brand. No Ad with aloe and vitamin E, SPF 45. And Equate Baby SPF 50, found at Walmart. What kind of tests did these products go through?
Well, Brian, we subjected these to both UVA protection as well as UVB protection. Those are the different types of wavelengths that we can get from UV. There's also UVC, but primarily we're concerned with A and B. Right now, there are no requirements for UVA protection for sunscreen manufacturers. And as you mentioned, we're waiting for the FDA to do that. So we put them to the test on what FDA would be doing if that monograph was finalized. And in the three that you mentioned, all of them are excellent for UVB protection. All of them are very good for UVA protection. We still have room to go in terms of developing ingredients that are even better for UVA protection.
When you say UVA and UVB, does this mean that even if your sunscreen prevents you from getting a burn, it may not be preventing you from getting potential carcinogenic exposure?
That's right. UVB exposure, typically associated with sunburns, is something we've been protecting against in sunscreens for a long time. It wasn't until the late 80s, early 90s, we started realizing that UVA was also a particular type of wavelength we needed to take into account, and we needed to protect against that as well.
Does the number matter? We see SPF 30. I think that's generally considered sufficient for anybody. But now these crazy high numbers are coming out, and I don't think people know what to make of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So sun protection factor is a relative figure. It's a multiplication factor, and it's based on how long it takes you to burn in the sun. And your skin tone depends on that, as well as the UV index that day. An SPF of 30, let's say, gives you 30 times the number of minutes it takes you to burn in the sun without sunscreen. It's a little bit of a misnomer. We recommend buying an SPF of 30 or higher, but once you get into the crazy numbers, 50, 100, the fact of the matter is you need to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours or more as directed, and if you're swimming, you need to apply it more frequently. And so it is a little bit of a misnomer. You can't just bake in the sun all day long with one slathering of sunscreen. That's not how it works.
SPF stands for sun protection factor?
That's right.
Does darker skin mean that you have more UVA as well as UVB protection?
It does mean you have more protection, but it doesn't exempt you from getting skin cancers. And in fact, dark-skinned people often don't show up at the doctor until much later when skin cancers are more advanced. And so it's really important, whether you're fair-skinned or dark-skinned, to protect yourself from the sun. And it's also really important to protect kids from the sun. Getting sunburns in early childhood all the way up to 20 years old can significantly increase your chances of getting skin cancer. And for a lot of the listeners here in the New York City area, if you're interracial families, you've got to take into account the family history on both sides, even if your kids are dark-skinned.
From our webpage, question, does a seal from the American Cancer Society ensure that the sunscreen protects against cancer? Someone told me that only such sunscreens can protect against cancer and that the average sunscreens not so labeled cannot.
No, that's not the case, and you don't want to follow those labels. In fact, what we've learned over and over again in our sunscreen tests is that formulation matters in terms of performance. You can't just go by a label. You can't just go by the claims made. And you can't just go by ingredients that are tested individually. You have to look at the entire formulation to see if it performed well. So those top three you mentioned are the ones that actually performed well on people.
And again, they were Up and Up Sport, SPF 30, a Target brand, No Ad with aloe and vitamin E, SPF 45, and Equate Baby, SPF. Does that mean it's for babies? Or is that just what it's called?
I think it's marketed for babies, but it's anybody can use it.
Right. It's for babies or it's for hey baby. Equate Baby SPF 50 found at Walmart. One thing the article points out is that there are studies showing health issues with almost all of the active ingredients in sunscreen. So sunscreen might actually be bad for you even if it, as it's good for you. Oxybenzone, nanoscale zinc oxide, titanium oxide, retinol palmitate, which is listed as a common inactive ingredient. Why should we worry about these things?
Well, let me just say right up front, the known benefits of using sunscreen still outweigh some of these not well understood risks. But we had to talk about the controversies behind some of these chemicals because animal studies are concerning and we do need to pay attention to them. What it really underscores is the need for FDA to finalize this monograph and get on with the safety testing because many of these ingredients haven't been formally assessed for safety for the last 30 years. Oxybenzone and some of the others have been shown in animal studies to disrupt hormonal systems. These titanium zinc oxides are nano-engineered to be very tiny, so that white look we had in the 70s is now penetrating our skin more. The question is, how far can it penetrate? And if it can penetrate all the way through, then animal studies are also indicating there may be some reproductive problems. Again, we're not saying that these risks outweigh the benefits of using it, but they're definitely risks that we need to pay attention to. With regard to retinol palmitate, this is not an active ingredient. It's part of the vitamin A family. It's often used as an antioxidant. And like acne creams that are retinoic acid, that is what retinol palmitate can form in the skin. And so like the March of Dimes, we say as a precaution, pregnant women may want to avoid that. And the fact of the matter is there are good performing sunscreens that don't contain that ingredient. Of the ones you mentioned, both Equate and Up and Up do not contain retinol palmitate. And those are an option for people looking to avoid that.
And of course, there are other non-sunscreen things people can do. Avoid sun exposure in the midday. Umbrellas, hats, tents. What about those? We have like 15 seconds, but what about those specialty lines of clothing that promise sun protection? Uniqlo has a line they say offers SPF 50.
Yeah, we haven't tested those, but here's a good rule of thumb. If you can see through the clothing, chances are the light's getting through. So wear clothing that's tightly woven, including hats, protect your eyes, and check your daily UV index every day. EPA's got a great site. You can type in your zip code and gauge how intense the UV index is that day.
Urvashi Rangan, Environmental Health Science at Consumer Reports. Rated sunscreens, is it consumerreports.org, a non-profit organization after our own hearts. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone. Remember to honor our vets. Talk to you Tuesday.